Amanda Wild is the host of The Swing Years and Beyond, heard Saturday evenings on KUOW. Every month we get a visit from Amanda introducing us to the history behind songs we didn't know we knew so well. Here's another tune that sounds familiar. I don't know why I know it, Amanda, but I'm singing right along.
I knew you would. I asked Dave if he knew the title of this song, which is "That's a Plenty," and but I knew you'd recognize it, Dave.
kind of wanted to shuffle out the door or something.
Yeah, does that bring up certain images
for
you?
Yeah, just it's very jaunty and catchy and
jaunty. I like that.
Razzmatazz or something. I don't know.
It's
great. It's great stuff.
It's a very bouncy tune, and actually, in some versions, almost frenetic sounding piece of music, which I think evokes that whole vaudeville show tune kind of vibe. It was written in 1914 by Lew Pollack. He wrote the song we know, and Ray Gilbert wrote the lyrics later, which we rarely hear, but we will hear today because, you know, special day, so I thought I'd bring those in. It started as a one-step or rag, and that makes sense because it was 1914. Not to be confused, though, as it sometimes is, with a 1909 composition also called "That's a Plenty." It was written by Henry Creamer of the Creamer Layton song team, but written with the great Burt Williams, a very underrated vaudeville early comedian. Burt Williams wrote "That's a Plenty," which was published, and he also wrote that song "Nobody." Maybe people know him for that, but they're kind of poignant songs, the ones Burt Williams writes, and that was from 1909, and as I say, they can sometimes be confused, but this one, the melody is quite distinctive, and that version that we just heard was from 1929. That is from Ray Miller and his orchestra featuring Chicagoan cornetist Muggsy Spanier, and really a ragtime version. Now we're going to hear more of a sharp swinging version, less ragtime, more big band. It's a swing sound from Earl Hines and his orchestra in 1934. That's a Plenty.
...1934 version of That's a Plenty. We're doing Sounds Familiar with Amanda Wild, as we do regularly here on The Beat. And where else did this tune show up over the years, Amanda?
Well, it's shown up many times over the years. You know, in fact, it became a standard, which is very interesting. And the song has developed its own personality. As we say, it evokes certain images for everybody. But That's a Plenty does not really that closely resemble the original sheet music. And as we hear in this version, that sharp swinging version, and showing off a little bit of Earl Father Hines' piano technique and fast fingers. But the song was then covered again, and we're going to hear this version from 1943. And so now we're in the middle of the century, and we are trying to go in roughly chronological order here. And this is Wild Bill Davison and his Commodores, and it's really a masterful take on the song, but featuring Pee Wee Russell on clarinet. Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Wild Bill on cornet, and actually George Brunis on trombone. So three of the great players of all time. And you can hear they've incorporated the swing sound, but they've also gone back to more of that ragtime sound. So here's their 1943 version of That's a Plenty.
1943 version of That's a Plenty. And this, we've gone from ragtime in about 1909 to an appearance on television that showed up on the tube over the years.
The Jackie Gleason Show. Wow. Now, cool. Anyone who knows the Jackie Gleason Show will remember this as the bridge theme. After his monologue, he'd say, "And away we go." And this is the music that would come on. And by the way, when I saw this same fact repeated on the web, they did miscredit the song to Burt Williams and Henry Kramer. So again, don't be confused. It's the Lou Pollock version. So right now we're going to go right to another version of the song from the Menlo Brass Quintet. And I think what's interesting about this, Dave, is so we hear the song, like I said in the beginning, a little bit frenetic almost at times, especially in that Wild Bill version, which is one of the definitive versions of the song. Now, here's a quintet out of the San Francisco Bay Area, the Menlo Brass Quintet, and it's still very brassy, just like the versions we've been hearing, but it's got a little bit of a different feel, a smoother feel. So let's hear that right now, Menlo Brass Quintet.
So a brass quintet of this version called That's a Plenty.
I would think, Dave, that would appeal to you.
I like that, yeah.
As you play in the like small group setting.
That's right. Sounds like they've put aside their Gabrielli and picked up this old American tune to play for the folks.
Now we're going to hear one more version of this more smoother sound right now. It's the Three Sons. People may remember them. They're really a seminal lounge, easy listening, space age, bachelor pad, exotica type music featuring guitar, accordion, and guitar. Or did I say that? Guitar, accordion, and guitar? Okay, yeah.
Unusual.
And bass. Here are the Three Sons with their little softly swinging version of That's a Plenty.
Yes, I can hear that in the bachelor pad there.
Yeah.
Organ, accordion.
Guitar.
There
we go. Organ, accordion, guitar. Three Sons are really such a fun band. But the popularity of this song just continues on, and we're going to end with something that shows off the lyrics. These are two of the great songsters, singers of the 20th century, Bing Crosby. I think most people have heard of Bing,
yep.
And Connie Boswell, who has the same initials turned around the other way. But Connie was she did do a lot of Dixieland numbers. She was part of the Boswell sisters, who were kind of a precursor to the Andrews sisters. And then her sisters retired and went into more of domestic life, and Connie continued singing. So here they are together. So we hear the tune again in its Dixieland incarnation, but this time sung with lyrics by Bing Crosby, Connie Boswell, and the Dixieland Boys.
That's a Plenty is the tune that sounds familiar. We look at the history behind music you didn't know you knew so well with Amanda Wilde. The host of The Swing Years and Beyond on KUW joins us regularly on the program. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Dave.
It's gonna get you doing what it's doing to me.
Well, at the Dixieland comes oozing out of it. The Dixielanders sure are proud of it. They call it jazz, what it has. That's a plenty for me.
Takes you down to New Orleans,
Basin Street in New Orleans.
You don't have to have the means.
A little bit of rhythm and you're going right with them.
Shut my big brown rolling eyes if you don't rock it to the skies. Hey boy, say boy, that's a plenty for me. Gonna get mellow when that fellow blows his horn. Way down where the blues were born, you'll be gone. The trumpets out of trumpet and really get the joint jumping.
Well, now you beat it out, brother. There's no other remedy. And that's a plenty, plenty for me.